And now we enter the realm of the paranormal with your host, Magic.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, hey, this is Magic, M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network on the VTS Talk feed. And I had to chime in here. Ooh, we got ourselves a little pod thread going on here. We got the radioer kind of laying it down, getting, you know, all down on all this craziness. Now, is it good craziness or bad craziness? And I guess that's the question. And then we got Skeptic chiming in. Oh, man, with the yakety sax and, some spankage going on all up in there. Wow. Yeah, as he said, you got the overlord's attention on that one. So I figured I should wade in here and throw down my 50 cents or tuppence or whatever they call it these days, whatever you youngsters out there call it. And this whole question of silly and what is not silly in paranormal, especially we're talking paranormal. And for what it's worth, I think I understand exactly where Redoer is coming from here on this. It's like some of the stuff you're just going, what the bloody hell is this? But here's the flip side. I remember, especially right when I first got to the sport, I'd look at a lot of this stuff and I would just go, oh, that is just so screwed up. There's just no way. And now I'm saying the same stuff, basically the same things. I mean, most people look at a lot of my posts and just, oh, come on, Magic is totally just blowing smoke. He's making this up. He's trolling the board. And here I am on my end. I'm like, no, this is actually what I think. And so I think that might be kind of what the issue is here and what Skeptic's trying to say. You know, obviously he says it his own way, but, my interpretation of all this is that, or as my dad would like to say, one man's trash is another man's treasure. One of the things that makes ATS such a place I like to hang out in is that all kinds of differing points of view are welcome. And heck, we've been talking about even with these Stormfronters and stuff, to the extent they're not trolling and being troll organizations, just trying to disrupt, I like talking about stuff, even so-called taboo subjects. But, that's the thing. The in exchange for this kind of wide open, format, where pretty much anything within the terms and conditions, which are pretty generous. I mean, frankly, the terms and conditions are not that restrictive. You can get away with a lot of stuff. Hey, I'm still here. Haven't been banned yet. I don't know. Maybe I'm working on it. But, the terms and conditions and the staff of ATS are very, they're very open-minded, very accommodating environment here. So what you get is you get information that you can't find in places that are not that open. In exchange, though, you may find yourself exposed to a lot of information that you just have trouble with and just can't accept or just think is silly or nonsense and stuff. And everyone does. Everyone has, their threshold of belief. Everyone has their own concept of what's real and what's not real. The thing that a place like ATS does, though, is it gets people with different ideas of what's real and not real together to talk about this stuff. And as a consequence, it's possible for everyone involved to grow and to learn things that they might not have otherwise learned because they would have thought that these things weren't possible or it was outside of their area of interest or whatever. I mean, I came to ATS originally looking at, just government secrets kind of stuff and that whole X-Files sort of thing and what about the aliens and Area 51 and stuff. And now what do I find myself doing? Well, aside from trolling BQ&B way more than I should, I guess, a lot of the paranormal, what would be considered paranormal and spiritual stuff. I mean, it wasn't that long after I came to ATS that I really had a wild spiritual adventure, which I think was something of kind of like a pent-up thing. And so, whether we want to look at that as some kind of psychological issue or a spiritual issue, which, by the way, I'm not sure there's actually that big a difference. I was heavily influenced by information that I saw on AboveTopSecret.com that I never came here for. Whoa. It's sort of like, if you go to college and, you want to major in engineering, they make you take humanities. Hey, you might find out that you actually want to be a philosophy major after you take a few philosophy classes. Or, maybe you want to be an anthropologist or you want to be a sociologist or something like that. Or, you might find, as a consequence of being exposed to different kinds of information, that your opinions and attitudes about that information will change. But anyway, I think it's, if nothing else, it's fun to talk about this element of that. And by the way, here's a good example, you know, just what I think Radar might be talking about. One of my favorite little threads is one called I'm a Tree Psychic. And there is this big blow up and stuff that happened there. And yeah, I got pretty hissy in there. And the reason is because... it sounds like, you know, it sounds nonsense, a tree psychic. Oh, give me a break. But the thing is, actually, the topic that addresses is a much broader topic, which I think has a great deal of spiritual relevance, which has to do with the nature of empathy and connectedness and the nature of spirituality itself. And people will disagree on that, as well we should. I don't think any of us has the absolute truth. The point is, though, if we do compare notes, I think all of us have a part of the absolute truth. Everyone has a clue. If we can compare notes and start seeing where there might be commonalities, this is how we might be able to arrive at higher truths. As far as I know, that's probably about the most effective way to do it. Trying to do it on our own, of course, I encourage meditation. But, you know, if we don't compare notes and we don't collaborate and share this information with one another, we are, in fact, keeping ourselves ignorant. So, Raider, I understand your sentiment, and believe me, I understand it probably better than you might think. My challenge to you is to avoid cynicism, which requires a closed mind, and indulge in skepticism, which requires an open mind. And the nature, and that's what I do, you know, I'm like a skeptic overlord, he's all about skepticism, and I think that's a healthy thing. Be skeptical. Don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you see. Being a skeptic means recognizing that you can be wrong, just like other people can be wrong, and looking for more than just a leap of faith to convince you of one thing or the other. And even if you're convinced of something, always being open to the possibility that you might still be wrong. Because guess what? We were all wrong about something. In fact, we're all wrong, I think, about most things. We'll find that out eventually. And I could be wrong about that. Yeah, you gotta love this little game. But my challenge to you is be a skeptic. But keep an open mind. And by the way, if you're finding that most of what's in the paranormal forum is just ridiculous, well, then, hey, there's lots of other forums. I usually judge a thread by its title. So, out there use those funky titles, Stan. Just remember, a lot of people browse threads. They won't even look at a thread that doesn't have a decent title. So, sorry, that was a tangential plug. And I've been rambling too long. Gosh, I'm coming up on 8 minutes here. I just wanted to say, I think I understand the point of view. Challenge you to challenge your own prejudices and see if you can't have a more open mind towards a lot of what these things may seem crazy to you, but that other people might think are absolutely real. And who knows, right? It's only one way to find out. And that's to keep an open mind and keep looking. Till next time, be well, friends.